and let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, very familiar chapter to everybody, Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read just a few verses here, and we'll refer to several verses throughout this chapter as we go through it. But I want to read the first three verses. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And he says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And I just want to, I want you to see something. All the way through this book of, or this chapter of Hebrews, that term faith is used, and it says, if you go down the thing, it says through faith, and then on many other chapters, most of the verses, it says by faith. It says through faith, and then it says by faith. And if you look carefully at those two things, when it talks about by faith, it's talking about what we do, our stepping out in faith. You know, by faith, Abel offered. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, moved with things not seen as yet, moved with fear. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned. By faith, Abraham offered Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed the sons of Joseph. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, by faith. And then it says, other places, it says, through faith. Says, through faith we understand. And through faith, also, verse 11, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And then it says, through faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. And when you talk about that by faith and through faith, by faith has to do with what we ourselves do, that decision to trust God and take that step to do what God wants us to do. Through faith is what God does in response to it. To give us those certainty, like it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's through that faith that I get the certainty of the creation and that which is to come. Those things that I can't verify. You know, the simple fact is, we go back to creation. None of us were here, were we? None of us were. We didn't see it. We just know that at some point we came into existence. And people were in existence, and the worlds were in existence, and matter and time and space were in existence before we ever did that. And, of course, man comes up with his own idea. It made itself. But as we read and study, we get understanding through faith. We get grace to accomplish what God wants us to do through faith. We get strength to stand against the wiles of the devil and the opposition of the world through faith. See, by faith is I say, this is God says to do, so I'm going to do it. And through faith, I get what I need to accomplish it. That's kind of how that works. We get salvation through faith. The Philippian jailer said to Brother Paul and Brother Silas, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So by my believing, my trusting that Christ died and shed His blood for my sins, and taking that step of faith and calling upon Him, because the Bible tells us, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," right? It was in that act of faith. I did that which I did by faith, I received through faith. That's the way the Christian life works. That makes faith pretty important, doesn't it? That makes where we place our trust supremely important. So let's take a look at that. He says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, those two words, substance and evidence, are very important when we look at that. And I'll try to explain those to the best of my ability as I go through this. But before we get to that, I just want to say this. We look at the Word of God, and sometimes we see something. I remember an old preacher one time, he was reading this passage. It was a message that I was listening to, and he was reading this passage, and he stopped. He said, "Now faith," and he stopped and he said, "Now faith." He said, "That's the kind of faith I need. I need now faith." Now, obviously, that's not contextual. But the point he made was 100% valid. He says, "I need now faith. I need faith right now. I need the type of faith that right now, wherever I am, I trust God right now." Because it really doesn't matter how much you trusted Him before, if you don't trust Him now, we can't live upon the faith of the past. We can learn from it. We can benefit from it. And we have benefited from it. Look at the country we live in and the nation. For all the things that are wrong, we still have liberties that came because people had faith in God. You look at our founding documents, their faith in God is right there. Right? The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And you look at those things, the references to the Creator are all the way through there. And even if they weren't all bless God, Bible-believing Christians in that regard or whatever the case may be, they still had a faith that what they were doing and look at the faith of so many people that went before us. And we look, as this chapter, we look at the faith of other people. But the reality is, all that faith, though we have benefited from it, and it has a great example for us, where we need faith is right now, where we are right now, not where we were yesterday. Yesterday's done and gone. You can't change it, can you? But we can live by faith now. And that's what we need. So he said, when he said now faith, I looked at that and I said, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We need that. But getting back to the context of it, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word substance means literally being. Faith is that substance, for lack of a better word, that causes those things that are hoped for to come to pass. And there are a lot of things that we just talked about. Verse 3, we talked about the understanding of the creation. We weren't there. We don't understand it. We don't see it. We can't see what's happening. We observe, and we learn little things here and there, but the big grand scheme of the things, we don't really understand. Every day, you know, we always talk about follow the science, right? And I'll just be honest with you, if all you do is follow the science, you're going to be bouncing around like a ping pong with what you believe. You're going to be more confused than a termite in a yo-yo, because they change it daily. And I'm not against science, don't get me wrong. But the reality of it is that scientists are always coming back and I mean, they can't even figure out coffee. Right? One scientist comes out and says, coffee will kill you stone dead. You got to cut out coffee, cut out caffeine. The other one says, oh no, it's good for you. And next year it'll be bad again, then it'll be good again. Right? You know, they don't pay attention. You know, obviously, science isn't always just hard and fast. Many times it's contradictory, isn't it? That's where faith comes in. And we live by faith all the time, don't we? We work and we labor because we hopefully have a dream of something we like. We don't know if it's going to come to pass, but we trust that it will, don't we? We're working towards it. We're hoping it comes to pass. We know that there are several things that can go wrong, just like we talked about the farmer and the planting the seed and everything like that, and that persistence of continually planting, because down the line, even though we don't know the weather, we know there's a harvest coming at some time. We know that something's going to grow because we know things have been ordained by God to do that. And so even that type of thing, the idea of work and hard labor, all of those are rooted in really in a faith in God. Faith in the Lord, because that we can work and we have faith in our system and everything, but we lose those things. But when we talk about faith is that substance. Faith is that state of being, if you will, that gives us hope. If you live only by what you see, you're going to be extremely discouraged. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good, wonderful things in this life. But you know, we have a tendency to only look at it. We have a tendency to ignore those wonderful things just to look at the negative things. That's why the news media are like that. That's why they do that. Now, all political ideas and agendas aside, mankind always focuses on that, and mankind uses that mostly to destroy faith in God. But we operate by that faith because we look for something that's going to come forward. If we look down through the scripture, Psalm 27 verse 13, you know, he says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted, I'd quit. And so we talk about faith and you know that I go back to that idea of now faith, what I mentioned. You know, now faith, that idea of believe in this moment and behave accordingly. All right? That's what he's saying. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In this life that I live, I would have quit. I would have fainted. I would have stopped. I would have gave up if I hadn't believed to see the goodness of the Lord in my life. And we honestly, we live our lives in great hope and great faith that somehow it's going to work out and we're going to get there and we're going to realize these dreams that we have. But we need to turn that faith to not just hope in circumstances, but hope in a person, in the person of God. Amen. In the person of our Savior. To trust Him, not just the things about Him, but to trust Him the way we should. Just like salvation, we have to put our faith in trust in a person. And that person can't be you or any other man that walks this earth today. It's not a church. A church can't save you. A good church can teach you how to be saved, can point you to the one that can do the saving, that can save your soul, the one that paid the penalty of your sins, but I can't save your soul. There's nothing I can do to make you holy. I can't change your life. I can't do any of that. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can do that. He's the only Savior. So our faith has to be to a person. And then he says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. It is by living by faith that we gain the conviction of what is true and what we have to look forward to. I look forward to a day that either the Lord Jesus is going to come back and He's going to change this vile body and He's going to fashion it like unto His glorious body. I look for that time. Or if this body expires or fails before He comes back, that though this body goes into the ground, yet my soul and my spirit, though absent from the body, will be present with the Lord. I look forward to that. Amen. Now, do I know that? Do I know it by experience? Have I ever experienced that? No, I don't. I don't know that, or I have not experienced that any more than I can say I was there when the world was formed. But by taking that substance of faith, that being of faith, that point in time, and by step, just by faith, doing what God wants me to do, whether it be on a grand scale or whether it be on a tiny little one, whether it be while everybody's watching or I'm all by myself, it turns into the evidence of that which I cannot see. There are a lot of things in this Bible that I cannot see. I've never been to heaven. I can't see it. I see the descriptions of it, but I've never seen it with my eyes. But you know, as I've walked with God and as I've lived and learned to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord, as I've learned to do that, guess what I find out? I find out that God's Word is true. And the things that I can verify are truth, they make me know that I can trust God about the things that I can't verify. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's that being, that engine, that we grab hold on, looking forward to that which we hope for. And as we learn step by step to trust God, it becomes in itself the evidence of the things we cannot see. That's why I know and I believe that God created this earth in 6 literal days. Now you say, I don't believe that. We'll prove it otherwise. You prove that God didn't do that by your knowledge of science or whatever, and I will prove that God did that, and I can take and show where God's kept His word again and 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 again, not just in my life, but in the lives of multiplied millions. I can show you that what God says about things are exactly the way it is. I can prove that to you. All you have to do is read what the Bible says about mankind, and you will find it to be 100% true. And that ought to, that right there ought to make you wake up. But we look at that. Look at what the Bible says about the different things. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. In other words, we don't just believe some of it, we believe all of it. We believe all the way we go forward. Hebrews chapter 6 and verses 17 through 19. Wherein God, more abundantly, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, the resurrection of Christ, my Savior, fulfilling His promise and His word to go and ascend back to heaven and appear in the presence of God for us. And we look for His coming again. But God confirmed His counsel by an oath. He made a promise. Romans 8, 24 and 25. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. That idea of hope, that idea of trust, that idea of looking forward and living by faith in that regard. When we hope for something, it's not because we have it in our hand. It's because we see it afar off, isn't it? It's not manifest in our hands. If you hope for something, but if you have hope, then you wait for it. If you say, this is within my grasp, I can get there, I can accomplish this, I can make it, I can gain that, then that's where you get the will to continue in labor, isn't it? Second Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. All I have to do is let you look in the mirror to see the truth of that. You know that you are more than just this physical body, don't you? But you can't see your soul, you can't see your spirit, but you can sure feel the effects of it. You know that it's there. You know that it's in being, but you can't see it with your eyes. You can't hear it with your ears. But you know there's something that animates that tongue, don't you? You know that it's more than just a bunch of electrical impulses. And yes, the body may function with electrical impulses to some degree, but there's more than that. That's just an interface. And that's the reality. But when this body fails, it causes us a lot of consternation, but the reality is we know what the great consternation of it is when this body starts failing is we know what we want to accomplish. And if this body just wasn't in the way, we could do it, right? But when we were young, boy, we were Johnny on the spot. We would do things that now we cannot do, and it irks us and irritates us because we know that the will and the desire and all the things that we would want to use this body for to accomplish, it's still there. Even though this is failing. Isn't that true? You know that spirit and soul are there. You know that is there. It's beyond just the physical body. And you know it's there, don't you? And that part of us, at least for now, is what is eternal of us. Now, Christ is going to raise up our bodies and hallelujah. But right now, what's eternal is your soul and your spirit. Because we live in a corruptible body still. The redemption of our body is not yet complete. That's why in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The outside doesn't change for us, does it? The only way the outside changes is if we trust God enough to step out by faith, right? And receive what God wants us to have through faith. We have to take that step forward. But the inside changes right away. We're a new creature. All things have become new. That's something you can't see either, is it? Let him know it's there. I know that now I care about things that before I didn't care about. I know that now things that I thought were perfectly okay are no way, that's not right. I know that now things that before were foreign and strange to me, they seem perfectly natural now. Righteousness is a natural thing now, not an unnatural thing. And before, cursing and bitterness was under my tongue. Now I don't like the taste of it anymore. New creature by faith. It makes a difference. Faith makes a difference. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, whom having not seen, talking about the Lord Jesus, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now yet ye see him not yet, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I don't know about you, but I have times where I just get happy that I'm saved. I get happy that I know I'm going to heaven. I get happy. I just turned 62 last month, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, how many years do I have left in this body? How many years do I have left on this earth? And I'm counting the years. But one, the Bible teaches us to number our days, right? So that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. But I'm also looking at that and saying, man, I'm getting to that point to where the day of my death may be getting closer to than the day of Jesus' return. So I may have to face that, but I don't have to face it in fear, and I don't have to face it with that. And I sometimes just rejoice in that. The fact that Jesus saved my soul. Amen. The fact that His blood was shed for me. The fact that one day I stopped calling God a liar. I repented and I said, God's right, I'm a sinner, I deserve God's judgment, I deserve to go to hell. And Jesus died for my sins and He's the only Savior, and I put my faith and trust in Him. And since that day, He saved my soul, and it's just something that I rejoice in. Even though I've never seen Him, I've never met Him face to face. I look forward to that. I like coming to church. I like preaching. I like songs that sing about the grace of God and the glory of God, and songs that sing about heaven, and songs that sing about changed lives and people being new creatures. I love that. Hebrews 6:12, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34, he said, for ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Something better. I know that what comes is better than what's here. I know that in my heart. I know that the reality of it. Because I've looked at what the Bible says that I can verify, and I found it's 100% true. And if I can trust God for the things that I can indeed verify and look at, then I can certainly trust Him for the things that I can't. That's the way trust works, isn't it? That's the way faith works. If I trust you on something, it's because if you become a person that I trust, it's because I have observed your behavior in relation to me and in relation to others, and I can look at you and say, hey, you know what? I can trust Brother Curtis. I've seen his behavior. Sadly, though, most people won't step out by faith the way they should, in a rational manner, and put God to the test. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. But people won't trust Him. People want to do what they want. People say, I love God. But then they won't do what He tells us to do. They won't trust Him enough to say, okay, God knows better than me, so I'm going to do what God says. And the Bible says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. I'm not saved by keeping the commandments. I keep the commandments because I'm saved. I do my best to keep God's commandments because I'm saved. And His commandments aren't grievous. They're not something that's just terrible and I don't want to be here. They're not too hard. They're just right. And the only time where they become difficult is when I don't want to do right. I make them difficult with my self-will. That's what happens. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And then we go all the way through the book of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, and we talk about these people that received obtained a good report by faith: Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Sarah, Moses, Joshua, Rahab the harlot, Barak, Samson, Gideon, Jephthah, David, Samuel, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Daniel, all the way through. We go down through the people. We look at the apostles in the New Testament, so many other people that are mentioned in the New Testament. And then we look throughout history and we find out people that lived lives and made a difference in this world, made things better because of their faith in God. Faith in that person. That substance of faith being taken and invested in itself, becoming the evidence of things not seen, causing people to trust God. You can learn to trust God more than you do now if you'll just trust Him in this moment. Once again, now faith, if you will. Believe in this moment and behave accordingly. And if you're here today and you don't know for sure if you died today, you'd go to heaven, I got good news for you. You can know for sure. First John chapter 5 verse 13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." You can know you're saved today. If you will just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you will believe that He died and paid the penalty for your sins and shed His blood on your behalf, and that He rose from the dead, and you will believe that He is your only hope of heaven, that He is the only Savior, and that you need Him above all other, and you'll call upon Him. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can be saved today. And if you say, "Well, preacher, I've trusted Christ my Savior. I know I'm saved. My only hope is in Him. I know He died for me. I know He rose from the dead. I know He paid the penalty for my sins. And I believe in Him. I trust in Him. My entire hope of heaven and my relationship with God is through Him." And then amen. But what about the building of that relationship? What about since then? Why not take that same faith and use it on a daily basis? It's the substance of things hoped for, that state of being, that which is there, that which we have in our hands, that causes us to look forward to those things which we cannot see yet. We can only see them afar off. We don't have them. But then becomes the evidence, by exercising that faith, becomes the evidence, the courage, the conviction, the surety of those things which are even farther that we cannot see. That's the way faith is supposed to work. It starts with just that mustard seed, doesn't it? But boy, that mustard seed can grow and become awful big, can't it? But you got to plant it first, don't you? Otherwise, you just ground it up and get mustard. And you use it up and it's gone, right? You got to go try to find some more. But if you plant it, it grows, doesn't it? Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We'll close out the service. Father, I just thank You for this day and this opportunity to preach the Word of God. And I just pray that You have helped me to be a blessing. And Lord, I can't speak to anything but people's faces, and you have to speak to their heart. So I pray You take what I've said and use it in the manner that would be to the best benefit of each person, and Lord, to Your glory. And Lord, help us to just believe You, to just trust, to realize that so many things that are going on in this world, that even though we've put most of our trust in ourselves or in men or in the word of men, that in the final analysis we know those things, the accomplishing of these things, are beyond us and beyond the capability of men. We can't control the future. We can just move forward and try to do the best we can. And in the final analysis, we have to trust You. But Lord, that type of trust doesn't save anybody. When we neglect the salvation of our souls, Lord, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? But Lord, please help us to understand that we need to live by faith, and not just faith in the possibility of things to come, but faith in You, faith in Your character, faith in Your goodness, faith in your mercy, believing your word, and stepping out by faith to simply trust you and do what you've told us to do, and to keep doing it the way we should, so that we might see that which is which you've promised, and that which is not just in this life, is in the way we live and the benefits of living as a godly person, but Lord, that which is to come, that we could see the promises that you've made that have yet to be fulfilled, and we could believe them with all our heart and never be discouraged and never be afraid. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.